Charity, some say, begins at home, but in Vermont it's also being taught in classrooms. VPR's Charlotte Albright takes us to Bradford Elementary School, where philanthropy is the centerpiece of a research project supported by a nonprofit group called Inspiring Kids.
On a sunny afternoon, teams of students at Bradford Elementary School are putting the finishing touches on teddy bears they have cut and sewn out of felt. The bears will go to a local ambulance service, which will give them to children on their way to the hospital. 8-year-old Morgan Wilson Collins remembers how a teddy bear helped her calm down when she had her lip stitched after a dog bite, and she wants to make sure other young patients get similar comfort.
Because they might not have a teddy bear to sleep with, and they can't go to sleep in the night because they don't have anything to sleep with.
That kind of empathy is not unusual in young people. National studies suggest that nearly 90% of children between the ages of 8 and 19 give time or money to good causes. They're more likely to do that, though, if adults spell out reasons to be charitable. Teaching philanthropy is the mission of an organization called Inspiring Kids. It was launched about 3 years ago by an Upper Valley mother who thought children should learn about nonprofit groups serving their communities. The founder lives abroad now, but her group is still going strong. Bradford's fifth grade teacher, Jessica Leffler, has spent 12 weeks on the wide-ranging project that's led to the stuffed toy menagerie.
Students have gone through a lot of research. They've researched nonprofits in the Upper Valley. They've presented both within their fifth grade and to the entire school. And now this is culminating in this project that they've brainstormed what we should do to give back to the Upper Valley Ambulance.
The ambulance service is also one of three nonprofits competing for a $500 prize, half collected from local merchants and half from the group Inspiring Kids. After researching each nonprofit, Bradford students held an election to decide the winner.
They've asked us to go down for the assembly like we went to last year.
At the end of the school day, students file into the auditorium to hear which nonprofit garnered the most votes: the ambulance, a food pantry, or David's House, a temporary residence for families of kids getting treated at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center.
The winner is...
1, 2, 3...
David's House!
In giving of their time and talents, the young Bradford donors join other generous Vermonters. Data from the Chronicle of Philanthropy showed charitable contributions in Vermont topping $264 million last year, and the money doesn't come from the wealthiest families. The Chronicle's report shows that people who make under $25,000 a year give a higher percentage of their income to charity than people who make over $200,000. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.